Without fungi, we would have no decay. And without decay, we'd be swimming in wood. As a kid, I hated mushrooms. My grandfather taught my dad what mushrooms to pick. My dad said, "Joe, let's go pick mushrooms." I was working for the Department of Natural Resources in Madison. The paper came across my desk on shiitake cultivation on natural logs, a potential new industry for the U.S. I said, "Mary Ellen, we have access to the wood and the resources. Why don't we look into this?" Forty-two-some years later, still doing what we set out to do back in the 80s, and we love it even more now than we did then. It was a big challenge because we scaled up. We do 200 units a day to doing 8 to 1,000 units a day. What we do here is we maintain a culture bank of different fungi that we're currently producing. The process starts in our general lab, where we take a parent culture and expand it into another media to increase the amount of mycelium we're producing. While that's growing, we take the raw materials which are needed for growing a specific culture. Once things are sterilized, they go into our clean room where we have technicians open the bags up, inoculate them, seal them, and then they go into incubation. Given time, we've reached that perfect stage of rot, which will then be used by the grower to expand into their substrate. It's a passion for us. We just love mushroom cultivation.